Well, now to Dallas, Texas, where police talked today about an arrest they made last night in the fatal shooting of an Iraqi immigrant. Ahmed Al-Jumaili was shot to death on March 4th while taking pictures of his first snowfall outside his new home in Dallas. Many thought he was targeted because he was Muslim. But at a press conference today, Police Major Jeff Cotner painted a different picture. He identified the suspect as Nikerian Nealon, who may have been taking revenge after his apartment had been shot at earlier in the day.
The witness stated he observed Nealon raise the rifle and he took cover behind some mailboxes. The witness then heard one shot, followed by several more.
So it looks less like a hate crime to many, but the shooting has left a lot of Muslims in the Dallas-Fort Worth area fearful. Alia Salem is the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. And Alia, give us a sense of how the Muslim community in Dallas-Fort Worth has been taking all this news in.
You know, when this type of violence takes place, it really creates a sense of uneasiness. And the Muslim community, in particular, has, you know, been at the receiving end of a lot of hatred and hate crime. So I think they were naturally really apprehensive in the wake of this crime that it could be something that is targeted towards the Muslim community. I think this will provide some relief that it's not directly targeted because of his religious or ethnic background. We're still waiting on firm conclusions from the police department. But, you know, how much relief can you get, you know, in the absence of the life lost of such a young, beautiful person?
Well, tell us more about what you were just saying, though, about Muslims being on the receiving end of this kind of hate. Have you ever personally been on the receiving end of that kind of thing in Dallas in your life?
Oh, absolutely, on a number of occasions. But I should say and clarify that it's been much more recently that has escalated, especially in January. We've seen it for the last, like, 2-3 years get worse and worse. And with each election cycle, it gets more and more vitriolic, especially with, you know, elected officials making very hateful statements, very bold hateful statements directed towards Islam and the Muslim community. That kind of empowers people to seek out individuals of the Muslim faith or people they perceive to be of the Muslim faith and target them for hate crimes. We saw the Chapel Hill shootings in North Carolina. I personally have received a death threat. We had a number of hate rallies here in the Dallas area between 2014 and 2015. We saw the hate rally in Garland, Texas.
What do you mean a hate rally?
At the Curtis Colwell Center, there was a Muslim organization having an event, and these individuals were very upset that Muslims would have an event at the Curtis Colwell Center, and they organized a rally that they were calling a free speech rally, but it was just filled with statements like, go back to your country, you know, take Obama with you, and very hateful statements that I don't think I could even repeat because of their vitriolic and derogatory nature with regards to Muslims at that time.
So what would help this? What would be useful for Muslims living in Dallas-Fort Worth and around the country?
You know, I think the main thing that the Muslim community needs to focus on is with regards to being a part of the community. While there are many Muslims who are full participating members of the broader American and North Texas community, we have a long way to go to engage with our neighbors and engage with our fellow citizens in good works. And I think that's the most important thing that we should focus on, you know, being outspoken and educating others about what our beliefs really are and not letting people who have no idea to speak for us. And also to help shape the narratives of Muslims in this country by showcasing the things that we are about and the things that we do do, not who we aren't, but who we are. And who we are is a really amazing collection of beautiful individuals doing wonderful things.
Alia Salem, the executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. Alia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.